technology.ie. It's Friday, July 4th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Fortrovistock, this is Con in the Black Knight studio. Michaela Nealon is with us. Hi, Michaela.
Hiya, Con.
And our guest today on the show is Ray King. Happy 4th of July, Ray.
Thank you, Con. Glad to be here.
Ray, we've invited you to join us this week because of the excitement surrounding new generic top-level domains, the fact that Black Knight has, in fact, begun to offer them in Ireland, having cleared all the regulatory and contract hurdles. And the first two domains we're selling are actually coming from your company. Those are .inc and .wiki. I'm going to ask you about your company at top-level design in just a moment, but tell me a bit about yourself first.
Sure. I got into the domain business back in 2000-2001-ish. I was one of the co-founders of SnapNames, and SnapNames was in the business of helping people acquire names that were dropping, that other people had or were in the process of letting go or expiring, and did that for a while. And I think that we kind of pioneered the concept of backordering a domain, and since then there have been a few other players in that space. Then after that, I started and ran a company called About Us, which is a large-scale wiki describing other websites. Worked with the wiki founder here in Portland, and then more recently transitioned to Top Level Design. And at Top Level Design, we applied for 10 of the new TLDs, and of those 10, two turn out to be uncontested, which were .wiki and .inc. Mm. That's Inc. with a K, I-N-K. And we are in contention for 7 others still, and one we sold through private auction.
Okay. What does that mean, by the way, selling through private auction?
So when more than one applicant applies for the same TLD or string, then assuming all the applicants pass the initial evaluation and there aren't other complications, then normally ICANN would ultimately bring those applicants together in an auction where the highest bidder would win the TLD. And ICANN would receive the proceeds from that auction. In a private auction, it's similar, but prior to the ICANN auction, the applicants might get together and say, let's do the same auction mechanics, but the difference is that the high bid would, the high bidder would pay the amount that he or she would normally pay, and the other applicants would share the proceeds versus them going to ICANN. So it's kind of a, you know, economically better solution, and you know, quite a few have been done so far. However, it may not be for everybody. There, you know, may be still companies that elect to go to an ICANN auction. So any one applicant in a contention set can force the entire thing to an ICANN auction.
Okay, so it's dependent on everyone agreeing to participate. So did you guys win the auction, or did you sell out in the auction?
We sold.
Okay, so yeah. So you're now down to, what is it, 7 remaining TLDs.
Correct.
That you're still in contention for. I'm going to talk to you about them in a minute, Ray, but just to remind us again, right, we're now in middle of 2014. 300 of the new generic top-level domains have been delegated now at this stage. But this is a process that started several years ago.
Yes.
Isn't it? How, from your point of view, did you have these 10 in mind all along?
We actually thought long and hard about just one or two to start with. Mm. In fact, .wiki was, because I run ICANN Wiki and have for, you know, like 9 years or so, Wiki has always been near and dear to my heart. And so that was one that we thought very, very long and hard about. And then .design and .art were also high on the list, mainly because my family background is very, very much in the art business. So once we got into the process and kind of worked our way through the applicant guidebook, it seemed to make sense to apply for more than just the one or two, because a lot of the work that you have to do is the same. And when we did that math, we said, well, wouldn't it be good to apply for a few more now that we understand the process? And we ended up deciding to apply for 10. And then we went through a longer process to figure out what those 10 should be. And
it's a great choice. I think there's some great names here. Incidentally, which one have you are you no longer in contention for?
Photography.
Dot photography. Okay. So the remaining ones, Michele, can I bring you in here for a minute? We know that Ray has got two of them already. Seven remain in contention. But the group as a whole, they're a great. It's a great collection of names, really, isn't it? There's dot art, dot blog, dot design, dot gay, dot group, dot ink, and dot wiki. They're great. They're great names, aren't they?
Well, I mean, the thing is, these are the kind of extensions that are meaningful. I mean. Mm. If you remember when we were speaking to Kevin Murphy a few months back, I think Kevin cited .blog as being probably one of his favorite extensions because it does what it says on the tin. I mean, the idea that if you were to go to Michele.blog, you would find Michele's blog.
Yeah.
Like with .art, again, it's really descriptive. .design, super descriptive. But of course, because they're so cool, so descriptive, so easy to get your head around, while Ray may be a smart guy, he wasn't the only person to have that idea.
Yeah, yeah. Because let's face it here, not all top level domain names are equal. Some of them are, I won't say dubious, but you can imagine that perhaps they may be less useful or, as you put it, less meaningful than others.
I mean, if I'm being diplomatic, that's a very nice way of putting it. If I was being less diplomatic, I mean, I would be looking at some of them just kind of going, dude, what the hell were you smoking and why won't you share? Or as well, like a conversation I had with one person who shall remain nameless, when they were trying to explain to me the merits of a particular extension, and it was pretty obvious from the conversation that they didn't even believe in the merits themselves. And it was just like, seriously, come on. I mean, who are you trying to kid here? I mean, it's like, you know, were you dropped on your head repeatedly as a child? Come on. I mean, some of them are really silly. I mean, there's no which ways about it. Others, you know, fine, I can see it. I can see it going one way or the other. Others, again, you know, they're super specialized.
Yeah. But these, and let's say it's exciting to be able to be in the position. Black Knight are now selling the first few of these with the last, what, week, 2 weeks now, Michele, at this stage? .ink and .wiki. It opens up, I mean, the first thing you say to people really is, this is opening up a whole new namespace. It's a whole new opportunity. And especially if you're in a particular sector or niche, there are opportunities here for people. Let's talk about .wiki, first of all, Ray, if you don't mind. You're into wikis yourself.
Very much so. I just always loved both the culture and the technology of collaboration. So I think they're a great way for like-minded people to get together and co-create something of real value. So, you know, my best example probably is IcannWiki, where a group of people who are in the same space and together have built a resource which is pretty useful for people within the space.
It is, because, and you know, there are fan wikis, there are community wikis, there are wikis for all kinds of purposes. I imagine the availability of the .wiki top level domain might even encourage people a little bit more. Are you doing, are you simply offering .wiki domain names, or are you offering, say, software and hosting and things like that as well?
Yeah, so right now we're just offering the names. Mm. We have a wiki hosting solution, which we're trying to birth. So it should be available shortly, maybe within, you know, a period of weeks. So that is, I think, important, because a lot of people who may wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'd love to create a topical wiki about something that I love, may not have the technical background to be able to get the name, get the hosting, and then download a wiki engine such as MediaWiki, you know, figure out what extensions to do. It's a little bit of work. I mean, it's not that hard, but if you don't do it every day, it's it can be a little challenging. So we're trying to make it we're trying to put a solution at start.wiki where people can just go there and just put the name in they want and say, boom, you know, one button, I'm ready to go.
We're into general availability now on .wiki. As we said, mm-hmm. Black Knight have been involved in this for the last 2 weeks. When was general availability started in general for you?
.wiki went available, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Okay. What kind of response have you been getting?
We've sold a little over 7,000 names so far. So I think, you know, pretty good. Mm. And we are, you know, we're excited because we're just beginning to see people, you know, start to use it. And we also have, we're trying to, as soon as we get past name collision, we're trying to get a few key names to the Wikipedia folks, which I think will be great also. In terms of helping them provide their information to folks worldwide.
What do you mean by that?
So, you know, Wikipedia's got a pretty long URL. Nice. When a typical article is two or three letters for the country code, so it could be like, you know, here in the U.S., it's EN. Actually, I misspoke. It's the language code.
Yes.
EN would be like English Wikipedia. So en.wikipedia.org/wiki/ then the name of the article. Mm. And the extra slash wiki in there is kind of a namespace issue, which is makes the URL even longer. So we've talked about with them is getting the two-letter .wiki name. So in that case, just en.wiki and then / name of article would be a great way to shorten an article name and without losing any value because you can still see the language and you can still see the name of the article. A further shortening would be to take a, let's like a one-letter .wiki name like w.wiki and just do w.wiki/, and then you could use a hash. And that would be even shorter. So you could see that, you know, maybe in Twitter or Facebook or something as being clearly a wiki link to Wikipedia. But, you know, but you wouldn't know the name of the article. So those are, I think, ways in which they can, you know, really use .wiki to its advantage. The and that's also, by the way, valuable because folks that might be using Wikipedia where their primary access is via mobile phone. In a lot of cases, if you know the name of the article you're looking for, you can get to it more easily. So it's really kind of an accessibility issue in addition to a URL shortening solution. The issue for us is that the two-letter names require us to go through a process with ICANN in order to have them available for registration, and that process is called an RCEP process, and it's going to require pretty much sign off from the country code operators because the two-letter names are thought to be confusing with country codes. So that's a little bit of a hurdle for us. And the one-letter names, the majority of the one-letter names that are, you know, like a.wiki, b.wiki, w.wiki are all being held back due to name collision, which is kind of a separate issue within the ICANN process. But wiki, because the a lot of people type in wiki when they search, has a very long list of names that ICANN currently considers somewhat dangerous to release immediately. They call it a name collision risk. So we've got 17,000 plus names that are in that category, which is kind of preventing us from going forward with, you know, with the one letter names.
These would be names that people would be using internally on their own network, and there would be a risk of them now that .wiki domains are delegated and resolving and all of this. There would be a risk of collisions depending on how people are set up.
Right, right. The theory is that, yeah, there could be a name out there that's being used behind a firewall somewhere. Okay. Exactly. Okay.
All right. It's very interesting indeed, Ray. Tell me about .inc. Now, that's interesting as well. It's funny because, as Michele says, these names are meaningful, but they could be meaningful to different people in different ways. And I'm a bit square, really. So when I saw .inc, I thought media, publishing, journalism, newspapers. And then I realized, well, actually, no, it's tattoos as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's exactly right. And when we first thought about .inc too, we said we've got, you know, the folks that tattoo artists, tattoo parlors, tattoo models is, you know, one section of folks. Then people who are actually in the ink business. So there are folks that sell that manufacture ink for either for toner cartridges or for pens or, you know, any type of ink, even tattoo ink also. And then this third area are writers, bloggers, or people who would think of ink as their medium to express their creativity. And I just, you know, was kind of poking around last night, and, you know, we found some people using .inc names. Joan.inc, I saw, and she's got a blog up there. She's a writer. And I found a few other that are, you know, that are kind of like that. We found a clothing line. There are clearly people who are, you know, in the tattoo space who are thinking about .inc names. So I agree, it's actually quite versatile, and anyone that wants to put their, you know, creativity out there, I think would be a good candidate to use a .inc name.
Creativity, expression, that's kind of, whether you're talking about tattoos or about writing or whatever it might be, that's kind of the common element, really, I think, with all the .inc ones. As Michele says, they're expressive. I'm not going to go through each one of the ones that you've applied for, Ray, but just to say that, as I said, they are great, they're meaningful. What is there anything in particular in terms of what's coming down the line beyond .wiki and .inc? What will be the next few that you expect in terms of the ICANN process pipeline?
So of the seven that are out there, there are three that I think are good candidates for private auction, and those would be style, design, and group, because they are not subject to... Because all the players involved, I think, are ones that either have or would likely be in the same mindset of doing a private auction. So I think those would be, you know, more likely to come out first. .art has two community applicants, so we have to wait for the community priority evaluation to be complete before we could take the next step. .gay has one community applicant, so we'd also have to wait in that case. And then .blog and .llc are pretty heavily contested, and it's not clear that everyone in those two contention sets would necessarily want to go to private auction, but, you know, we'll see what happens. So that's, you know, probably roughly the order in which they're going to lay out, but it depends on the events, you know, like when the CPE panel comes back with results and things like that. So we can't be sure of the order at this point.
Michele, we haven't had you on the podcast since Black Knight signed the registrar accreditation agreement with ICANN and was basically cleared the hurdles required to begin selling these, which, as I say, happened in the last 2 weeks. Are you excited? I mean, it's finally here now. We've been talking for years about new generic top-level domains. Finally now, Black Knight, a European registrar, is in a position to start selling them. And there really is an explosion coming down the line in terms of availability and new options for domain names, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the thing is, we're delighted we're able to finally offer them. And, you know, we're this, as you know, there's some extensions that we think are going to do really, really well overall. I think something that a lot of people involved in the space still haven't fully understood is that the volumes are going to be much, much, much lower. Like I've spoken to several people who've either applied for or are now running a new TLD, and I think there seems to be a split. There's the ones who are, you know, realistic and realize that they're not going to be able to compete against .com, and then there's others who still seem to think that they're going to get crazy numbers. And I don't know. I think Ray's somewhere in the middle on that. You know, I mean, how many dot wikis are there now? 10,000,
7,000 and a few. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not crying into your
beer,
into your coffee, and into your beer or whatever. I mean, you know, you're not totally depressed about it.
No, I'm not depressed at all. I think it's a pretty good start. And you know, the way I look at it, you've got 115 million .com names, or you know, whatever the exact number is. And what about 1.3 million names sold in all the new TLDs so far? So, you know, new TLDs versus .com is like 1%. So you got to say to yourself, what's that going to look like over time? And I think if you go talk to the average person on the street, you know, they don't know about new TLDs yet. But they will shortly, because they're going to be walking down the street and they're going to see something .london or something, you know, .dentist. And they're just going to realize shortly that the world is expanding greatly. And I think that, you know, right now, if you look at the number of names that are registered in all the new TLDs, you're getting the people who are in the know, plus domainers, and it's still a very small group. But at some point, the population as a whole is going to catch on, and that's when I think you'll see, you know, much greater adoption. Even in .com, if you think about it, there's quite a bit of turnover, and you know, that turnover generally represents either businesses going out of business, new businesses coming into business, as well as people who have a lot of domain names who are just deciding which ones are worth keeping. But there's a fair amount of churn, and I think that's you know, where there'll be growth in new TLDs.
And we're going to see a lot of consolidation, really, in this whole process. I mean, you talk about private auctions. There's people exiting for all kinds of reasons. There are going to be some domains that are going to be, as you say, successful and contested, and some of them that are not even being run for a profit. You know, we're going to see some domains really that are going to become the stars of this process. It's not like 1,000 new domains are going to come on stream, top level domains, and all of them will be used to the same extent.
Clearly,
yeah. And this is what I think, actually, in terms of the 10 that you selected, Ray, they're very generic. They're very very good keywords. They're very important, as you say, whether you ultimately, you know, through auctions and whatever, whether you ultimately end up running them all, it's going to be very interesting, I think. I think we're probably going to see these domains being operated and used by somebody in the long run. Equally, Michele, yeah, from a registrar's point of view, if you're talking about low... sorry, Ray, did I cut across you there?
Oh, no. I was just kind of nodding my head, and I was going to add just a quick thought on, you know, we had, you know, art, design, style, photography, and ink all kind of fell in a mindset which is, you know, supporting the creative side of the brain. And then we also had a kind of thinking which was interesting between ink and wiki, which was that wiki we've looked at and said that's the where you kind of work and rework online. So with the wiki, you're constantly editing, deleting, adding, refactoring. So we said what implement would best describe wiki work, and we figured that would be a pencil. And we thought that was very overlapped with the creative thinking that goes behind ink, which would be best described with a tool like a pen. Yeah. So it was like the pen and the pencil. But I just want to give you a little thinking into, you know, kind of how we came up with the ones we came up with.
And Michele, as you were saying, you know, we're talking about low volumes for many of these. We're talking about being, from a registrar's point of view, being strategic in terms of which ones that Black Knight is going to offer. Obviously, there are some that won't make commercial or logical sense, perhaps, for Black Knight to offer their customers. But then there are some other ones that clearly will. And the first three, I think, that Black Knight are going with are examples of that, .ink, .wiki, and I think... is it .xyz as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, basically, I think the way I've kind of reformulated how I'm thinking about which TLDs will carry. Mm-hmm. I think the way I'm kind of phrasing it now is, yeah, sure, we will carry quite a large number because, technically speaking, for us to offer, you know, every single extension that's available on a particular backend, so let's say CentralNIC, we can offer all of them. That's fine. It's the ones we're actually going to bother marketing and actively sell. That's the key difference. So I'm not going to put time, energy, or effort into actively marketing extensions where I don't think there's going to be much demand or where I just don't see how we're going to effectively communicate the value to our customers. I mean, you know, we're seeing people talking about various different things, and you know, there's, you know, .wiki and .ink. I mean, if Ray, did you take photos of your models from last week?
I did. We took actually a lot of video more than
you have
photos.
You have to share the photos so that can appreciate what you did last week. It was really cool.
I saw some of those. I think I saw some things that you had posted on Twitter, Ray. Obviously, tying in with the tattooed theme, you had some seriously inked individuals at the ICANN 50 meeting last week.
We did. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
I mean, it's fun, and it's you're promoting the opportunity or the idea that there's an opportunity here. There's you know, if and you certainly do when you see the models, when you see the people that you had at the event last week. You're saying to people, look, the body is a blank canvas, if you like. So is this namespace. You know,
I love that.
Go nuts.
I love how you just said that.
There you go now. You can have that for free.
Hold on a second, Con. Hold on. You don't go giving away this stuff for free. We're going to have that talk.
Michele, let's have this talk, right? Let's talk about marketing new top level domains, Michele. So you talked about, you know, persuading customers of the value here. How do you go about this? What is Black Knight's message to customers about the new opportunities?
I'm not going to give away all my entire secret sauce, Colin. Yeah. In fairness.
Well, in a nutshell, why should I buy a domain? Why should I buy a domain?
I think the thing is that, you know, you look at up until now, domains were just strings. They had no actual meaning. It was just a string. It was just a way to, you know, replace an IP address with something more human friendly. But it didn't actually have any meaning. Now you're looking at a situation where let's use the .london one as an example. If you go to London at the moment, and anybody who was there last week for the ICANN meeting would have seen it, there's billboards, there's buses, there's a whole load of stuff advertising .london domain names. They're talking about it in the mainstream media. People are getting really excited about it. So you'll have something more meaningful. You'll have, you know, mypizzaplace.london instead of just mypizzaplace.xyz. This load of string of other rubbish .com. I mean, .com's cool and all that, but it doesn't tell you anything. So I think there's a lot of options there. I mean, you know, the .ink, be it, you know, your tattoo type thing, or be it somebody who's selling ink, or somebody like one of our clients who came up with a cool hack using the INK to finish a word. I hadn't thought that would happen, but hey, why not? You know, it's there's options there, and I think that's what it's all about.
Can you tell us about any more domains that are on the way in the short term, Michele, or is that something to be announced in due course?
We will announce extensions as we add them. We're trying to make things as simple as possible for people. We don't want to get involved with dealing with sunrises and all that, because, you know, sunrises are really only for trademark holders, and the vast majority of our clients wouldn't be trademark holders. They're not big brands. I mean, most of our clients are, you know, small businesses, individuals, people who might work for big brands, but you know, they're not big brand holders. We're trying not to confuse people with all this trademark claims confusion. So as far as we're concerned, if there's a claim against a domain name, we're not going to show it as being available. We want to try and make it as simple and as easy as possible. In terms of which domain extensions we'll be offering, we'll announce them as we're able to put them live. At the moment, our developers are working on integrating with several registries. And, you know, what there's a couple of registries that are very, very big, and that share a common backend, which means that once that's done, we'll be able to offer our clients a couple of hundred new extensions.
And we may as well say to listeners as well, if there is a new domain extension out there coming down the line, as it were, that you'd like to see Black Knight offer, that you'd suggest we do let us know. Leave a comment on technology.ie, or you can email marketing@blackknight.com. Is a good one to email as well. Ray, we're going to let you go and say thanks very much to you for joining us, and wish you the very best of luck with all of the top level design projects, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.